on last Thursday, October 28th, the Ministerial Placement Committee of the Council of Presidents of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod assigned vicarages to you men whom the faculty of Concordia Seminary and the Colloquy Committee presented for vicarage assignments at this time. Through its placement committee, the Council of Presidents joyously acknowledges that you are ready to serve the Lord and His church as vicars. We pray that God will bless and guide your labors and your learning during your vicarages. Will each of you please step forward to receive your assignment as your name together with the place of your assignment is called. Colloquy student Dennis Wittenberger, Texas District, Memorial Lutheran Church, Houston, Texas. The remainder are Master of Divinity students. Daniel Chang, Florida, Georgia District, Trinity Lutheran Church, Holly Hill, Florida. Paul Elam, Northwest District, Zion Lutheran Church, Corvallis, Oregon. Ronald Francis, English District, West Portal Lutheran Church, San Francisco, California. Stephen Hastings, Central Illinois District, St. John's Lutheran Church, East Moline, Illinois. Michael Schultz, Minnesota North District, Christ and Faith Lutheran Churches, Superior and Maple, Wisconsin. Christian Schoenberg, Southeastern District, St. Peter's Lutheran Church, Hanover, North Carolina. Donald Sternberg, Nebraska District, Trinity Lutheran Church, Arapahoe, Nebraska. David Wilczek, Michigan District, Trinity Lutheran Church, Reese, Michigan. The following assignments were also made and are announced in the absence of the men involved. All are Master of Divinity students. Stephen Engelhart, Southern District, Trinity Lutheran Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. John O'Brien, California, Nevada, Hawaii District, First Emmanuel Lutheran Church, San Jose, California. Mark Whitaker, Nebraska District, Zion Lutheran Church, Pawnee City, Nebraska. Mark is unable to be present this morning because his wife entered the hospital in labor earlier today.
Congregations of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod who seek a pastor may, under the guidance of the Lord sought through prayer, extend a divine call to a man already serving in parish ministry, or may choose to seek as their pastor a candidate from one of the synod seminaries, delegating their choice of the specific candidate to the Council of Presidents as the Board of Assignments. In this fall placement, more than 20 congregations of the synod sought a pastor in the latter way, and 7 candidates from Concordia Seminary, 5 from Concordia Theological Seminary, plus 2 candidates from our theological training programs in Canada, 14 in all, were offered to such seeking congregations. The faculty of Concordia Seminary has endorsed you men as qualified in all respects for the ministry of word and sacrament in the church. The Board of Assignments has received you and given to you under prayer for God's guidance, the assignment of the call by which you may enter the pastoral ministry. Roswell David Nelson, Minnesota South District, Emmanuel Lutheran Church, Silver Creek, Minnesota. Gregory Lane Salstrom, Colorado District, Assistant Pastor, Trinity Lutheran Church, Denver, Colorado. Bradford Evan Scott, Indiana District, Grace Lutheran Church and Grace Lutheran University Chapel, Assistant Pastor, Muncie, Indiana. Larry G. Cypress, North Dakota District, St. Paul's Lutheran Churches at Monango and Colm, North Dakota. Gregory S. Stringer, Southern California District, Trinity Lutheran Church, Indio, California. Kenneth W. Wheating, South Wisconsin District, Trinity and Grace Lutheran Churches, Wautoma and Deerfield, Wisconsin. Mark S. Willig, Iowa East District, Trinity and St. Paul Lutheran Churches, Gutenberg and McGregor, Iowa. May the Lord be your constant companion.
Lord God, our Heavenly Father, you are the fountain of all true wisdom and the supplier of every need. Upon this occasion of the presentation of vicarage assignments and candidate calls, we thank you for the rich blessings which you have bestowed upon these men through various institutions of learning as you equip them for a time of special service to your people. As you go with them to continue to prepare for yourself a generation that knows your name and glories in the eternal redemption effected by your dear Son through his substitutionary suffering, death, and resurrection, grant these men willing hearts and ready hands truly to feed your lambs and sheep with the bread of life everlasting. In the name of that same Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, amen. Lord Jesus Christ, author and finisher of our faith, we give you heartfelt thanks for preserving among us the preaching of your gospel and the administration of your sacraments for our edification in the Spirit. Keep us mindful, we pray, of our baptism and the new life that you have given us. Bless the word which has been spoken to us and which we will, by your grace, preach to others. As we receive your own Holy Supper, let not our foolish and unworthy hearts rob us of your continuing love, but pardon our sins through the bread and wine which are your body and blood, and perfect what you have begun, that we may be confirmed in saving faith and remain steadfast and unmovable in your grace. Amen.